You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not going to take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, Doctor, if I really knew you would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the roar, and I'd like to give the information, asking for more. What blood makes noise? It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise. And I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome to hour number three, and you are indeed listening to the Common Sense Show. This is Dave Hodges, your host. James White is currently on a line with us, and he'll be helping me conduct this health report segment because I want both hands free. So I can take notes for, I know Katie's trying to save my life. People are accusing her of being the health Nazi. No, she's an angel of mercy. And I know that if she had her way, she'd tie me down and pour Brussels sprouts down my pie hole.
Oh, God. Oh, my gosh. I sound horrible.
No. Look at she is not Brunhilde. Although she did do an apprenticeship. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, you are listening to the Common Sense Show, and this is our health report. And my wife is actually standing in the background applauding this because, do you think you'd give it to me for these 30 minutes, Katie? It's nothing like what I hear at home.
This is so funny. You're
having pizza again? Oh, no microwave popcorn for you. And pretty soon it's no soup for you. Well, of course, we know where that came from. Okay, anyway, I'm done ranting. Katie's got some very important information. Her health report is becoming a very important part of this show, a very looked forward to part of this show. And so, Katie, let's get to it.
We're going to take it away. And I did have an article that I was going to read, but I might not now, about how people are addicted to junk food, but I'm not sure if I should. Maybe I should, but...
You should. Listen. Tie me up on the yard arm and make me face what I'm doing. And I'm going to let Jim step in here, too, and help conduct this. Say hello, Jim.
Is he here?
James White?
He may have stepped out for a pizza.
Oh, my. Jim is supposed to be with us right now. Okay, Katie.
That's okay.
We need to get started here. We got time to waste in. Let's go to it.
I've got so much material. I was going to say one thing, Dave. You could have a nice, healthy pizza. You have a gluten-free crust. You have organic vegetables and sauce and cheese, a little bit of cheese. You can be great. Just wheat-free, organic vegetables and gluten-free. So you can eat well. But I'm not going to harp on it. I am the food angel, and that's what I'm going to call myself now, the food angel. So anyway, the first article that I wanted to bring to your attention kind of ties to something I covered last week about thyroid issues, thyroid cancer, thyroid problems, and that is government data shows U.S. being bombarded with Fukushima radiation 1,000 times higher than normal. Now, this is from naturalnews.com, and it says government data shows that the U.S. is being bombarded with 1,000 times higher than normal radiation levels. In the months following the 2011 meltdown at Japan's Fukushima nuclear power plant, residents of Los Angeles were being exposed to levels of dangerous alpha radiation nearly 1,000 times above normal levels in a government study found. The data came from a July 2012 presentation at the National Conference on Radiation Control. Now, that was 3 years ago, folks. So if the radiation levels were 1,000 times higher than normal, and that was in 2012, then we've got some issues going here. So we'll get back to that reading. And it says the Fukushima meltdown, Los Angeles County, heard many residents heard were voicing much concern about the potential health impacts of radiation crossing the Pacific Ocean from the disaster. So they commissioned a study of radiation levels in the area. The report notes that federal agencies delayed in providing information to the county, and the state radiologic health branch was unable to provide inspectors due to budget constraints. Are you serious? What do they consider important to the public if they're having budget constraints on something as critical as this? It said the state lab was unable to provide a reasonable turnaround time for sample analysis, so the county instead hired a local radiation monitor manufacturer for the analysis. This is so cheesy. My note on this is, perhaps if Governor Brown reallocated tens of millions he is spending on the bogus greening of California and more on the radiating of California, the taxpayers would have the security and safety that they pay taxes for. And I covered something last week about, like I said, about the thyroid health, and a listener sent me some links that show the levels of radiation poisoning from Fukushima that are linked to thyroid cancer and thyroid dysfunction. And now that's not just in Japan. That's here in the U.S. So you can find them posted later, either tonight or tomorrow, on my blog. And my blog is theessentialoilwell.blogspot.com. Theessentialoilwell.blogspot.com. And the hat tip goes to Larry Miller for that one. But radiation levels exceed federal thresholds. Samples were taken between April 29th and May 2nd, approximately 7 weeks after the radioactive release from Fukushima. The county found that gross alpha radiation levels at a local at a location in Los Angeles were 300 FCI. That's a femtocuries per cubic meter, and levels at a Hacienda Heights location were 200 FCI. That is incredible. So for context, the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory reports the average annual median level of gross alpha activity for the state of California is just 0.38. That is 790 times lower. And do you see or do you hear any of this in the news? This is affecting from the southern parts of Mexico all the way up to Alaska, but mainly California, Oregon, Washington. The sea life, the food we're eating, it's getting into the air, the water, everything. This goes on to say, even worse than it sounds. What do all these numbers mean for human and environmental health? Well, alpha radiation is one of the four major types of radiation emitted by radioactive atoms. This should clear up a lot of questions for people who are wondering about the kind of radiation. It is also referred to as alpha particles or helium nucleus. Other types of radiation are beta radiation, gamma radiation, and neutrons. Of alpha, beta, and gamma, alpha radiation is by far the most dangerous if found inside the human body. That's because, unlike beta or gamma radiation, alpha radiation is easily absorbed by cells, where it can cause serious damage, including to DNA. So this is pretty nasty stuff. And you can catch this article, like I said, at Natural News if you want to read up more, if you're on the California coast or if you're thinking outside the box. What kind of foods am I getting from the West Coast? Am I getting sardines? Am I getting salmon? Really think about what you're doing, because it may be it may seem like healthy food, but if it's filled with 1,000 times the natural radiation, no, it's not. You're going to have some thyroid issues. So a couple more articles I'm going to go on. Dave will be happy to hear this one. GMO Monsanto to be put on trial for crimes against nature and humanity. This is from activistpost.com. From one of my favorite writers now is Catherine Frampovich. She's just really putting out some great stuff. So, has the genetically modified worm turned and not in favor of GMO giant Monsanto? Well, let's hope so. In Paris, France, during the climate conference, several groups, Organic Consumer Association, the IFOAM, declared via a press release that they will put Monsanto on trial for crimes against nature and humanity and ecocide in The Hague, Netherlands, next year on World Food Day, October 16th, 2016. And there's a press release. You can go to this from Activist Post. The title is GMO Monsanto to be put on trial for crimes against nature and humanity. You can also get it from my blog. 2016 truly should be a year for dramatic changes. I'm hoping, because I know, Dave, that we have gone over this several times over the last few months. There was Monsanto Sunday, and Monsanto Sunday were articles about pushback all over the world, including the U.S., on Monsanto. So it doesn't quite have the power it once had. It's a very powerful company, but the word is getting out about genetically modified organisms. I'm noticing and hearing and reading a lot about consumers are demanding more genetically modified free foods. So even commercial stores like in the Colorado region, like Safeway and King Soopers, they have genetically modified free, GMO-free project foods everywhere. So that's a very good sign. But there is a press release, and she says, Catherine goes on to say, I encourage everyone everywhere to read and support this press release and this movement. Truly, 2016 should be a very good year for changes, especially for challenging the poisonous food we are forced to grow, purchase, and eat. Please do what you can financially to support this long overdue challenge to global food piracy by vested corporate interests. Future generations will thank us. So,
Katie, who was it that was taking Monsanto to court, and what's the venue?
You mean from several months ago?
Yes.
I believe that it was a class action, if I remember, and there were dozens of plaintiffs, and I read off three of the plaintiffs mm-hmm. That were in this lawsuit. And it was a worker who'd been exposed. He'd been using Monsanto, the spray, the glyphosates, and he came down with cancer. And the doctors had created a direct link. But there were several plaintiffs they mentioned. So that was a couple of months ago. I don't know the status on that, but there's a lot of pushback. I'm very encouraged about this. We're getting it out there. Monsanto is having to finally stand up and say, wait, we don't want this information out there. And too bad, it's getting out there. So, and now this is the article, Dave. You can leave the room if you want. It says, just say no, processed food turns America into malnourished, dumbed-down addicts.
This is where I have to depart, and I'm going to turn this portion of the show over to my friend James White. Jim, are you with us?
I am indeed. I got back online. Can you hear me okay?
I do. I know we had a little communication issue there, but I'm glad you're here because I'm going to devote the next part of this segment to getting pen and paper, and I'm going to take voluminous notes.
I think he's going to go make an organic cheeseburger. Actually,
I don't think, or a smoothie. I don't think so.
A smoothie? No, not a smoothie kind of guy, huh? So this one says this is Natural News. It's Mike Adams, and Mike Adams' site. It said authorities often call marijuana an addictive gateway drug. The U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency classifies cannabis as a Schedule I drug, more addictive than methamphetamine and cocaine. SWAT teams are deployed on growing operations and legal dispensaries. People can be jailed for months to years when caught with various amounts and parts of this plant. At its worst, cannabis allows people to relax, have a good time, indulge in the recreational high of the THC of cannabis, and it isn't physically addictive. At its best, cannabis can be bred for other cannabinoids that assist the body in healing seizures and cancer, among other health issues. In other words, cannabis is not something that we should be at war with. If we should be fighting a war, it should be a war against a much more addictive substance called processed foods. Food addictions, more rampant, more dangerous than drug addictions. What a great angle for this article. I'm loving this. I just read somewhere, I think it was on Drudge, that there's a cat in England that's addicted to Big Macs. So I'm wondering if he's addicted to the MSG and all the chemicals that they're putting in there that actually stimulate appetite and dependence on salt and fatty
foods. Well, regardless, that is one cool cat.
That's one fat cat is what it is, Dave. You should see it. So this goes on to say, the study from Michigan, from the University of Michigan, confirms that highly processed foods like, oh my gosh, Dave, plug your ears, pizza, donuts, French fries, boxed pastries, and chocolates are more addictive than any other substance that we put in our bodies. What a powerful sentence. The euphoria that's processed, that processed foods bring to the taste buds and the brain is short-lived. And yet the consequences of this addicting food include some of the most deadly and destructive health conditions: diabetes, obesity, cancer, and heart disease. The added fat, refined carbohydrates as found in white flour and sugar-based processed food products are the real addictive substances destroying mankind. These addictive food substances can easily dominate a person's life, causing substance dependence. Can you believe this? And then he finishes this with, this is so terrific. It says, the irony in all of this is, a gun-wielding, donut-toting authority figure consumes more addictive contraband in the form of white flour and sugar pastries than the person he jailed who was just smoking a little bit of cannabis. This is a great piece. I encourage everyone to go to Natural News and read that. But my next three little stories are about my favorite oil, other than essential oils, but my favorite oil is coconut oil. Coconut oil. Did you ever think coconut oil could have so many incredible properties? It's very, very healing. You can get solid coconut oil, or you can get fractionated coconut oil, which is it has no lipids in it, no fat in it, so it's a liquid form. It's no secret that coconut oil is extremely beneficial to your body. Topically, it treats skin, dry skin, repairs hair and nails, and can smooth skin conditions and acne. When consumed, its wide array of nutritious fats can be absorbed throughout the body. The medium-chain triglycerides, MCTs, found in coconut oil may have an even greater benefit to you, though. They can help keep your brain healthy. In fact, a single 40 milliliter dose of these fatty acids has been found to improve cognitive and memory after consumption. That's terrific news. It's having wonderful effects on Alzheimer's, which I think is in the next article. Also, coconut oil to fight off Candida yeast infections. Candida is insidious. Candida comes from, it's a yeast that we all have in our body, and it's in your body are in about 80%, running at about 80%, you can keep the candida in check. But if it turns around the other way, that's where disease comes in. It's a fungal overgrowth which kills off all the good, the beneficial bacteria in your intestines, actually all through your system. It is the precursor for inflammation, and the precursor inflammation is the precursor for viral infections, cancers, bacterial infections. So candida is a pretty big deal, and we don't read enough about it. Many people have it. But the most common yeast infection plaguing humans is it's called Candida albicans, or C. albicans. It's usually the result of our standard American diet. It goes on to say that the fake foods, which I just mentioned, processed foods, beverages with lots of sugar, high fructose corn syrup, refined carbohydrates that act almost like sugars. These fake food items feed candida yeast to grow and expand to the point of overthrowing the beneficial gut. Well, coconut oil is it's a terrific neutralizer. It says the low nutritional, high sugar processed foods keep feeding what was once a somewhat valued small army. That little army grows enough to become a bully to the good bacteria, which is what I was just saying. So a group of scientists at Tufts University Medical Center in Boston decided to do an animal study comparing the three fats' effects on albicons. Well, coconut oil, beef tallow, and soybean oil. It had noticed previously that coconut oil had positive results against fungal colonies in earlier in vitro lab cultures. So this is a good sign. I take coconut oil every day. I put it in my smoothies. I take the liquid form. If I'm in a hurry, I just take a teaspoon of it. And also, if you take a teaspoon of coconut oil before each meal, it helps absorb the it helps your body absorb the essential nutrients that you're eating, the minerals, the enzymes. I don't know if anybody knows that. It's also great for belly fat. Believe it or not, it will help you lose weight. It says only one tablespoon of coconut oil produces a powerful health change against weight. It's great for weight loss.
That's terrific. I'm sorry, but let me cut in here because we're going to run out of time in this segment.
Okay.
And I know you want to tell people how to get a hold of you and what essential services you have available to help people with their health.
Sure, absolutely. Thank you, Dave. My specialty is essential oils. We do have a fractionated coconut oil, which I take. But my specialty is essential oils. You know, you heard Bob earlier. Prep, prep, prep. If anyone is interested in learning more about essential oils, email me or call me. I can give you the resources to start learning, treating yourself, learning to treat your family. There's so many things you can do with these oils that are beneficial to your health. Flu season, I don't care what it is. There's an oil. God made an essential oil for everything. So you can contact me. Please call me at 720-630-3111. That's tomorrow. Call me at 720-630-3111 and we'll set you up with building your own home medicine cabinet. Thank you, Dave.
That sounds great. Thanks so much for joining us, Katie. And we've got about 10 seconds before we go to break. And I want to ask you very quickly, short answer, where do people get coconut oil?
Coconut oil from my company. Call me. The health food store has it, but you can contact me and I can get you the coconut oil.
Yeah, people should call you. You're really cute. Even if you do attack even if you do attack my diet. Anyway, we're going to step aside for these messages. James is going to stay with us, and we're going to talk about the news and some of the latest events and get James's reaction to some of the startling things going on. Stay tuned.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-647-1088. Again, that's 800-647-1088. 800-647-1088. 800-647-1088.
I want to talk to you about our solar generators. I had mentioned that in the, I think about two segments ago, that they were available. And we'll even help you finance these solar generators with 6 months same as cash. Now, why would you want them? Because if the grid goes down for any reason, doesn't matter, natural causes, terrorism, a corona mass ejection.
We're having some technical difficulties here. We're going to try to get Katie back on and Dave back onto the broadcast. I'm assuming we lost everybody.
Hi, Jim. I'm here.
Hey, Katie, you're there. All right. Well, hopefully we can get Dave back on here. That was kind of, you know, we had some technical difficulties earlier, and I kind of got booted, and we got brought back on. So maybe just one of those nights where things are just the gremlins are working overtime, as they say, in the systems there to keep us off the air. But, you know, I wanted to swing back around a little bit on your report. I was listening to your report about the cannabis, and, you know, there's numerous reports. You talk about the seizures, and you'll probably be aware of this. There's some studies, and I know, I think the gal lived in Colorado, I believe. She had over 350 seizures. Yeah. She was having over 350 seizures a day. She started taking this, is it called cannabis oil or black tar oil or something like that? It's called something like that.
Yeah.
And she knocked it down to under 10, and I want to say under 5 seizures a day after she started taking this oil. So,
I will tell you that story. Yes, I'm very familiar with it. It's a little girl. She was 5 years old at the time, named Charlotte. I can't remember last name. And she was having 500 seizures a week. And after getting on cannabis oil, her family actually had to move her to Colorado because it's an illegal substance. And they got her on cannabis oil, which is the non-psychoactive oil. And she was down to 0.1 seizure a week, which is virtually no seizures. So it's an amazing, amazing product. Yeah, so you're correct about that.
Well, yeah, and you know what it is really, Katie, is the sort of, we live in a corporatocracy, as you well know, and the drug companies have, well, not so much anymore, but they have for a long time had sort of everything wrapped up, so to speak, and they really, they owned... As you know, if you've watched, if anybody out there watches any television at all, I don't really watch much, but when I do at someone's house or I do see the TV, you know, every second or third commercial is a drug commercial.
We are clearly under attack.
Yes, Dave. Welcome back.
I see the icon. Well, I'm not back. I see the icon where you're trying to get me. I'm on my Skype through my cell phone. My computer Skype would not pick up. I got a full little hourglass here, and it's frozen.
Wow. Well, you sound good now. You sound fine right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll just stay with this. And are we going out to our recording there, Todd?
Yes. He says yes.
Okay. Good. Okay, Katie. Well, we've got all three of us here. And folks, if you're listening to this on the archives, obviously, we've had about, 5 minutes of dead air. And we've been taken down again, and this is something that we have definitely had to contend with tonight. The forces that be do not want us talking about terrorism. They don't want us talking about what we were going to talk about here in this segment with some of the guests that we had on this week. But we're going to get this out, and we'll put this out over the archives. And note to Jim, let's make a special recording of this from the 35-minute mark up until the time that we close. And I'll make sure this goes far and wide, because we're not going to let these people do what they're doing. Okay, so, Todd, James.
Yes, sir.
We had some interesting guests on this week, and I just want to throw it over to you, and let me pick out a guest, a topic, and let's tell the listening audience what kinds of things they will hear when they tune into the Common Sense Show during the week, from 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Global Star Radio Network and on the Common Sense Show.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. Monday, of course, we sort of just did an introductory show and introduced ourselves. And then Tuesday, we had John Jacob Schmidt on the line for our second show. He actually hosts Radio Free Redoubt. He lives up here in the Northwest, and he really has done a lot of great work on EMP stuff and preparedness, and he's a communications expert. So we had John Jacob on the show, our second show, and I thought that was a tremendous broadcast. He's very, very well spoken, very articulate, very knowledgeable about current topics and really a lot of things that has to do with EMPs and what we can, you know, look forward to, unfortunately, if you want to use that term, if it happens. So, that was a very good show. And then, of course, the next day we had, Michael Snyder from the Economics Collapse blog, who, if anybody has been on any alternative news sites pretty much across the web, you'll see Michael Snyder's writing. He's very prolific, very knowledgeable. But, you know, we'll go over the last two, Dave, But those two, particularly the first two beginning of the week, they were all four of their interviews were very, very good. But those were certainly two very, very good ones, John Jacob Schmidt and Michael Snyder. Very informative.
Let's take a minute and let me ask you, what was the most notable topic that each one of those talked about during the course of that hour-long interview?
Well, you know, with John Jacob Schmidt, of course, we did discuss the EMP, because he's done extensive research on that, and basically, he really solidified a lot of the stuff that we've been talking about, Dave, and I think the message that John Jacob Schmidt brought across, that really resonated with me is the same one that was brought across by James Wesley Rawls, was don't. When the proverbial you know what hits the fan, don't be in large population areas. Try to be outside, dense populations, because that is really what's going to be the most damaging thing for anybody. Is going to be the other people, the humanity. So just the thoughts of really him bringing up, and I know we bring it up a lot, Dave, but I don't think we can talk too much about EMPs, because it doesn't have to necessarily be a Russian sub or a Chinese sub. The sun that provides energy and life force could actually also be responsible for blasting us back to the Stone Age, and I think people seem to forget that at times.
Exactly. Let me interject this real quick here, because we've been flying by the seat of our pants. We don't think we were taken down by an EMP, but we were taken down by the next best thing, government trolls. You're listening to the Common Sense Show here on Global Star Radio Network, also simulcast on thecommonsenseshow.com, and you could be listening to this on talknetwork.com, Mike Adams' site, on our Wednesday night replay, and 9 to 12 p.m. in the Central Time Zone. Excuse me. And so, Jim, I apologize for butting in there, but people picking us up here in midstream, I just want to make sure they know what they're getting. We've been taken down twice tonight, once seriously. Our signals did not go out live in the last half hour of the show, so you're listening to this segment on the archive, and it's the only place it's available. Okay, I agree with you. We can't pay too much attention to EMPs, but let's go to the next guest that we had, and let's talk about the most notable thing that they brought to the table.
Well, we had Michael Snyder on the line the next day, and of course, with Michael Snyder, anytime I've interviewed him, and I've interviewed him numerous times, I think you may have even interviewed him as well, Dave. But Michael Snyder can talk about a wide variety of things, and we really focus a lot on economics. Of course, the website Economics Collapse blog. And once again, the great thing is, Dave, is fellows like you and I, we have the great opportunity to have our finger on the pulse of what's going on. So a lot of the things that we talk about on this show is just really reinforced by a lot of the great guests that we're able to have on. And, Michael Snyder is an economics guy, pretty much. I mean, as I said, he could talk about a lot of things, but we talked about the economy and about the unsustainable debt and the $1.5 quadrillion in derivatives burden that we have that we're going to have to try to somehow pay for, which of course we know is not going to happen. And I know we talked certainly about the ISIS issue, but probably the economy, Dave, is with Michael Snyder, as it usually is. A lot of things, like I said, he can talk about a lot of things, but a lot of times it boils back down to the economy with Michael. Now, the next day we had our good friend and radio show host Paul Preston on the following day from Agenda 21 Radio. And Paul is just, Paul's what a great guest, what a great fellow. If you haven't heard Paul Preston on Agenda 21 Radio, I would encourage you to go visit his fine website and listen to his radio broadcast. It's always a pleasure speaking with Paul. And of course, as his radio show would probably give it away, we talked about Agenda 21 and the Paris conference, that was going on at the time. And I know Paul has a lot of great insights on the immigration issue and immigration problem that we're facing. So we can go on to Friday's guest next, Dave. But yeah, those were
Let's hold that thought for a second. There were some notable things that Paul said that I think we should throw out there. He talked about the Agenda 2030 conference, which is seems to be the new buzzword for Agenda 21 that's gone on in Paris, just recently concluded. And what we talked about was the fact that they say, not me say, not Jim White says, not Paul Preston says, but they say that the temperature of the Earth is supposed to go up by 4 degrees by the end of the century, and they were trying to find a way to bring it down to 3.85 degrees increase. First of all, I challenge their figures, because we know they've been caught lying before in ClimateGate. But secondly, they can't even have much of an effect. Jim, you know, I've done the research on this. The ultimate impact that they can have on man-made CO2, and we account for less than 5% of all CO2 on the planet, man-made, they can only have an impact on 0.04% of the less than 5%. So who the heck do they think they're kidding?
Well, we know, Dave, we know very well that it's not certainly at all about climate change, or it's not about protecting you and I or our posterity against the fictitious global warming fraud that they've managed to perpetrate on pretty much everybody. What it really is about, Dave, it's about what it always is about. It's about greed. It's about money. It's about control. You know, I don't know if you remember, a few years back, there was when this whole green thing started kicking off, there were some commercials, and I want to say the reason I remember them is I want to say they were Super Bowl commercials, and they really got a lot of play. It was a sort of a green police that would drive around and look for people violating the carbon emissions laws, whatever these laws were. And I think it was sort of a fictitious commercial, but it certainly was prescient. And they even went up to a police officer that was on duty and wrote him a ticket for using a styrofoam cup, I think. And that was sort of the gag of the commercial. But you know, Dave, we're not really very far away from actually having green police literally driving around making sure that we're in compliance. Now, in some communities, I know in California, I don't know what they're doing in Arizona, but they had trucks that would drive by your garbage and could read the barcodes inside the garbage. And if the stuff that you had inside your garbage was recyclable and you didn't recycle it and you put it in your garbage instead, you could be subject, first you got warnings, and then if they caught you X amount of times, then you got fined. This is not fantasy. This has been done already. So,
This is Fort Collins, Colorado.
Oh, is that where they're doing it?
Do it there. They do it in selected places around the country, Santa Cruz, you know, wherever Agenda 21 is alive and well. But I know in Fort Collins they've done that. Stacey Lynn fought against some of these tyrannical practices, and for that she had her son Jaden stolen by the Agenda 21 advocates to control the court system up there. So, yeah, I'm all too well aware of what you're talking about. Did we go dark again?
We did. We lost Jim, but I'm here.
Boy, this is just, isn't this just
crazy.
The most amazing thing?
Yeah,
the most amazing thing. Now, just real quick here, just kind of a side note, folks, this is live radio and we're flying blind. Katie, do you have contact with our producer?
I do via Skype. James is saying he has no volume. He's back. Oh, okay, Global Star. I was back for a second. I think he might be back.
Jim, are you back? Okay, we're going to proceed on, Katie, without him. But the reason
he's got
I asked
no volume. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the reason I asked if we had a connection with our producer, Todd, mm-hmm. is I have no way to get a countdown for us to leave the show.
Yeah.
So I'm going to depend on you to interject that. So we'll let Todd communicate with you, and you'll go ahead and tell me, and then we'll do our thing. So,
okay.
Folks, you can see we've really been disabled tonight. And here's the bottom line, and I'll tell you what led to this. You got guest number one, Doug Hagman, who came on, and he had an insider source, a named insider source, revealing highly sensitive material about what's coming from a terrorist false flag point of view and how martial law, which won't be declared, will be implemented. The other side doesn't want this out. And here I've written an article today where I took what Doug said along with several other people where there's a confluence of information and there's such agreement, it's stunning. And I went through bit by bit, my sources, Doug, the mainstream media, because they've got stuff in there that's supportive of what we're talking about, and some other sources. And we went through all of these to show the fact that we're clearly moving in a certain direction, which we clearly identified. Well, the powers that be, Katie, don't want that information out. So they've been messing with our show for the entire evening. We had trouble before we came on the air, and now we're just totally flying blind here. And so, folks, if you're listening to this on the archives and you go, hey, that Hodges and his crew, they sound like a bunch of blithering idiots. We're operating without our basic broadcast system. We're reduced to phones or Skype. Mm-hmm. I have no way of communicating with Command Central that I get my prompts for the breaks and so forth because I can't hear the bump-in music. So we're just moving along, but we were recapping the show, Jim and I, before he was taken down, where we're recapping the show and where we were. Oh, and there you are, my friend. So, yeah, if there's any question that we're being messed with tonight because of the content that we brought forth, you know, certainly Bob Griswold added to that by telling people, this is how you adjust. They don't want people to be independent and self-sufficient. They want to have us with our pants down, totally dependent on the government. And this is the way they'll enslave us. Remember, what's our moniker phrase here on the Common Sense Show? We're freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. And I like to say, too, when I get really mad, you can't dodge the Hodge. Just remember that, Katie, when you're telling me. Okay, anyway. But, Jim, you were making some really salient points there. And we had such great guests this week on our weekly show that supplements so much of what we do here on Sunday nights that we're so excited to bring these people to you. But, Jim, let's talk about a pre-record we had to do because of our schedule. But we had on Denise Simon, who I actually cited in today's article. I didn't devote a lot to her because I didn't want to ruin the thunder. But I have to tell you, when it comes to terrorism, I don't think I've ever been more impressed by a guest than I was with Denise Simon. What do you say about that?
Oh, Dave, I'm right there with you. You know, I've been I've had the great fortune of knowing Denise here for over a year, and I think I've interviewed her six or seven times. And she's always she's just as you said. She says she's pretty much just the facts, ma'am. You know, she doesn't really play a lot of you know, hype or anything. She just lists the facts, and she has a lot of sources, and she is really tied in to a lot of former military. High ranking, I mean like general level and above. Well, I guess it depends upon the stars, but yeah, 4 and 5 star generals, 4 star generals anyway. She has a lot of contacts, a lot of great information. And there's no doubt, Dave, that Denise Simon is a fantastic guest. You know, she's a go-to person as far as, you know, terrorism or you know, Middle Eastern type of information. She would definitely be a go-to person to have on the broadcast for that, no doubt.
We're going to get her on next week here on the Sunday night show as well.
Oh, great!
So
great,
people can't catch the show on Tuesday. We're going to get her on next Sunday. I'm going to firm that up with Denise tomorrow. We're also I'm working on another guest, and I don't want to commit to saying the name yet. But if we get him, he's going to be talking about how terrorists can arm drones to attack us in cities. And you know what's interesting, Jim? Is there was an episode of 24 where that's exactly what the terrorists did. They actually had a nuclear weapon, which, you know, I think that they're going to have a hard time getting. But they had a nuclear weapon in this episode of 24, put it on a drone, and we're going to crash it into San Francisco. And it's amazing how we get all this predictive programming in the media. But I'm working on that for our second hour of next week about getting this guest in. And I'm really, really excited to bring this information. I mean, it's morbid. But I think people need to know. I mean, people need to know how they've been sold out by this government.
Well, indeed. And, you know, we really have a great lineup, as a matter of fact, next week, Dave, on our daily broadcast. Monday, we're going to have Debbie Bacigalupi, who is just freshly back from Paris. She's just flew in here a few days ago, and she was on the ground. And, you know, she has some interesting stuff, and I can't wait to have her on the broadcast tomorrow. But she says, Dave, she's was there, and she's on the ground, and she saw the body language of these elite. I mean, she was right there. She says they are nervous, that you can tell they're not nearly as confident as they used to be. The alternative media is killing them, she says, just killing them. And she'll be able to explain that more on the broadcast. And then, as you said, Denise Simon will be on with us the next day. And then we have Ben Davidson. You want to talk about solar flares and earthquakes and that type of stuff? Ben Davidson from Suspicious Observers is a just a fantastic, one of my favorite guests. I've interviewed him two or three different times. Just fantastic information. Really, really, if you can tune into any show next week, tune into Wednesday's show. And then Thursday we have Tim Brown, our friend from Freedom Outpost. And, you know, if you've talked to Tim before, he's always a great interview, always very informative. And he writes and really runs the Freedom Outpost website, which is another fantastic website for alternative information. So, we're working on another guest on Friday, Dave, who, as you said, we won't announce yet, but yeah, it's just, we've been very blessed that, we're sort of plugged in with the alternative community, Dave, and we're just very, happy and delighted that we can bring all these great informative people to the general public and to a much wider audience. And, and we certainly want to sound immodest. I don't want to sound immodest, but, we're talking, millions of people now are going to be hearing us, Dave, that never heard us before. So we're very, very fortunate.
Yeah, we take this very seriously, too. And with our listening audience on Sunday night, we don't take liberties, but we feel that we basically have a consistent audience, and so they know where we're coming from. We can do more, let the guests tell the story. But, James, our approach here on the show during the week for the time being is people kind of catch up with the knowledge curve, so to speak. They might not be quite as aware of what's going on in the world as we're going to try to make them aware of, is we have to do more educating. And this has really been a shift in how we conduct our show. But it's okay, because it's part of the process. The more of us that wake up, the harder it's going to be for the other side to enforce their tyrannical agenda. No question about it. So what we're looking at here, Jim, is I think God's given us a great opportunity here, and it's kind of like our prayers have been answered. We've been talking for a long time about how we reach a wider audience to wake more people up. Well, we've been given the opportunity, and we want everyone to know we take this responsibility very seriously. This is not about the ego. This is not about self-aggrandizement. This is about trying to help people save themselves.
Well, very well put, Dave. And, I've tried to always make it my policy to have it not be about myself and have it always be about the information. I not that I'm any better than anybody else. It's just the way that I'm made. I try to put myself in the background and put the information in the foreground to educate people. And, I just appreciate the opportunity to be on the Common Sense Show and work with you, Dave. It's been great. And, we've really put a lot of good shows out together. And I think you're the best is yet to come, my friend.
Hey guys, we've got about 20 seconds to go if you want to wrap up the show.
Okay, yeah, let me close this out. We believe we're going to be having Denise Simon on next week, and I'm working on another guest, as I mentioned, that we're going to talk about weaponized drones and other ways that terrorists are planning on attacking us. It's stuff you're not going to hear in the mainstream media. Well, are we out of time for tonight? We apologize for the technical difficulties, or should I say the attacks by the other side. And we'll be back next week. Go out and have a great week, everybody. God bless. Catch us on tomorrow's show at Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern.